In 2015, President Obama signed the Every Student Succeeds Act, which replaced the Bush-era No Child Left Behind Act. It allowed for states to come up with their own plans for how to best educate their students. So far, 16 states have created new education plans, including Connecticut. WSHU's Anthony Moten reports on an analysis of the Connecticut plan.
The Collaborative for Student Success is an independent nonprofit that reviewed education accountability plans from the 16 states. Connecticut did well by having strong testing standards and having other indicators for success other than test grades. Some of the low marks came from lumping high-need students, including low-income, English language learners, and students with disabilities, into a single category. One of the reviewers of Connecticut's plan was Gavin Payne.
We're hoping that it informs the larger conversation in the country. Mm-hmm. Now that states really have control and own their own accountability, they can use all the information that they can get to help improve their own state plans, help sort of establish a culture of continuous improvement, mm-hmm. Move the ball forward with improvement, working collaboratively with other states throughout the country.
The federal government has not approved any of the education plans. Anthony Moten, WSHU News.